On SUNY Oneonta Sustainability Week, empty landscapes can be a haven for other forms of life. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Tyra Olstad, Assistant Professor of Geography and Environmental Sustainability, says we should value these spaces.
How do people layer value on spaces, and what do we then choose to do with these places? My research explores the psychological and social processes of place creation, the ways by which we add meaning to landscapes. In particular, I explore perceptions and management of seemingly empty landscapes, the plain old plains, the frozen tundra, all the forgotten, ignored, and our maligned flat horizons. If people view such places as meaningless or empty, we don't tend to care what happens to them. For example, temperate grasslands are the most threatened terrestrial biome, with only 5% remaining intact in parks or preserves. In the United States, we didn't have a Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve until 1996. Meanwhile, mountains and canyons, which people tend to view as especially scenic and not as agriculturally viable, star in more than half of America's national parks. Plains and tundra merit consideration and protection, though. While there are certainly ecological reasons to preserve a diversity of habitat types, we can also consider unique cultural ecosystem services, such as beauty, symbolism, and personal and cultural meaning. These overlooked landscapes are rich with wildness, wide open skies, diverse and complex wildlife, engaging natural rhythms, and an aesthetic that's more of an experience than a site. By attempting to uncover, articulate, and celebrate these values in the context of empty spaces, we can deepen our senses of place and contribute to efforts to protect a full array of ecosystems and landscapes.
That was Tyra Olstad of SUNY Oneonta. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.